Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to The Fringe of It,
episode number 33. You'd be very pleased to know that I'm wearing trousers today.
Oh, I'm thrilled. I thought you'd never put them on again.
See, it's quite cold now, and I feel like I've got the ratio of trousers and light cardigans. I've got the layering thing down to a T.
I'm so pleased. And do you know what I'm pleased about as well? That we managed to get this in today.
Well, I was thinking, not that we take ourselves too seriously, but we've, you know, sometimes both of us being freelance, we're both really busy, and other times literally got nothing to do. We're sat twiddling our hair. And, you know, you can think, oh, we need to get the podcast out here. And, you know, we've both got newsletters and blog posts and YouTube. Well, you've got YouTube. And it's just constantly like to a schedule. But I was thinking, better late than never, surely.
Exactly. I'm glad that's the thing. I think, and as long as it's going up, and that's the main thing. I mean, it's not the main thing, but it's one of the main things.
I know some of you get upset because it's late. But I thought, well, those people that are upset when it's late, they're going to be even more upset if it just doesn't happen.
Like in the beginning of the series, we had such high hopes, and now we're like, at least we're dressed.
How are you anyway?
I'm good. I'm well. I've just had a mad old week. So I'm chasing my tail a little bit. And as my mum says, I didn't know my arse from my elbow. So I'm just kind of, you know, trying to get on top of things. But I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm doing exactly the same. I've actually had a personal life of late, and that's really affected my work.
Oh, God. How does everyone else manage?
Well, I literally have no idea. I don't know. Because sometimes, well, the thing was, on Thursday, I was supposed to go into London, and it was my third day in London in a row. And sometimes you can actually have too many meetings, and you just need to sit at your laptop.
You're popular, can't you, Charlotte?
You can be too popular. So I went to Blue Water, which is my favourite place. It's my happy place, Blue Water, and had a lovely time. And I've also been to Margate at the weekend, which was really nice. We went with June to visit all our friends where we used to live. That was great because I just, again, felt really popular because I saw loads of my friends. What else have I been doing? Oh, we went to that Lizzo dinner. That was pretty darn fancy.
Oh, wasn't it just...
I described that to everybody because I've not stopped talking about it as, Liv, you won't get this reference because you're not a Harry Potter fan. not a sore talking point at all. But if for all the Harry Potter fans out there, if you think about the headquarters of the Order of the Phoenix before it got shabby, it was like that. It was really eclectic. You went up the stairs and it just had loads of different prints, botanical prints and like posters from, I don't know, it was like the 1920s. And there was like boulangerie. How do you say French patisserie? Is that how you say it?
Isn't it boulangerie?
Oh, God, only. Yeah, thank you. God only knows I can't pronounce. And it was just really... I don't want to say the festive, but it was. It was just lovely. And we went in and there was a beautifully set table and a pianist in the corner who played all evening playing Christmas songs.
Oh, dreamy.
Got me in the mood.
Oh, didn't it? I feel very festive. I will touch on it more during shopping, but I'm feeling quite festive.
Well, I think... if I'm going to analyse it, as my mum would say, we've all just gone American. Because normally in America, doesn't it kind of go Halloween? And then as soon as the calendar goes to November, it's very festive, isn't it?
But I feel like we've passed bonfire night now. We're out of the woods. We're in the season.
I am not complaining. What else is there to do this time of year?
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. This is why January, February and a bit of March are depressing, because there's nothing
I'm a celeb. There's no Strictly. There's no, like, that's the thing. I'm waiting now for I'm a Celeb, and then I'm done for the year.
How many more days?
I don't know. I think it's like maybe a week and a half.
Oh my God. I will be avoiding. We can talk more about that in Teddy Chat, but I'm good. You're good. Shall we talk about some shopping? You're going to get festive in shopping. What you got to tell me?
Well, do you know what? I haven't done any clothes shopping. Actually, do you know what? I bought a new beret.
Oh, let's chat berets, actually, because I struggle. I have a large head, as you know, because I talk about it a lot. And if anybody's wondering what a large head is, mine's 62 centimetres round.
I know your head measurement now, because you mention it so much.
I know. And if you think you have a large head and you don't know how big your head is, it's not big enough. Because if you've struggled with hats all your life, like, curiosity has driven you to measure your head.
Oh, I mean, my head must be average then.
I reckon yours is about 56 centimetres. I'm going to measure it next time I see you. The average is 58. I reckon yours is below.
Oh, a little bit of a pea head.
Yeah, small head. Where did you get your beret from?
I got it from ASOS. I got like a tartan kind of one. So it's very festive.
Oh my.
I know, very, very fancy. But anyway, that's the only clothy related thing. So I'll feedback and let you know what it looks like, because it might be a complete horror story.
Yeah, you might have to take that back.
Yeah, I know. We'll see. It might look amazing. In my head, it's all going on.
If I looked like I imagine everything to look on Charlotte in my head, I wouldn't be returning a thing.
Well, this is it.
I really struggle with berets. I have to get Beyond Retro do like two different sizes of berets, and I have to get like an oversized one.
I can't imagine what a beret looks like oversized. Like,
yeah, exactly. On your head, like, you know how berets look really cool on you? I'm gonna do like an Instagram story on this, and I'm gonna put your beret on your head and then put it on my head, and people will literally think I've swapped it for like a miniature beret. Well, like a little Santa's hat that you'd put on a bottle of wine or something. That's what it looks like.
Oh, I can't wait to see this. Anyway, what else? This last week I was in Manchester for the night. I was doing some recording for the Insecure Girls Club. And the next morning, myself and Alice, who is Alice Catherine on Instagram, who's amazing, we went and did a bit of shopping. And I started my Christmas shopping.
Yes, I love that feeling. Oh,
and I've got your present.
Oh, have you?
I have. And
awkward. Best go by yours.
You're like, well, I didn't know you were doing presents, but now you've said that.
Literally logging onto ASOS and looking for tartan things.
Thanks. I don't give to receive, but I thought I'd let you know I've got your present.
Okay, cool. Noted.
And then I really enjoyed it. I think what I have to do when I Christmas shop is just, I mean, otherwise I just buy things myself. I just have to think, if I like it that much, just buy it, but just don't keep it. And that's what I started doing. But they've got some amazing shops in Manchester. There's one shop that I could spend all day in. It's called Fred Aldous or Fred Aldous. I'm sure there's people from Manchester listening saying like, no, you've said it wrong. But it's honestly, it is heaven. They've got stationery, because they've got all the art supplies, they've got books, they've got two like original old photo booths, one's color, one's black and white. It's literally heaven. Ooh. It's heaven. But I started my Christmas shopping in there. So yeah, I felt good. I've made a spreadsheet, and I'm trying to get a bit organised this year. Have you started?
I mean, I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but I got a few things in the back of my wardrobe that I bought in September.
Oh, who are they for?
Who are they for? Something for June, something for Jack, and something for my friend Beth. It was TK Maxx. It was kind of that situation where you see it, you have to buy it, because if you go back, it's not going to be there.
Well, exactly.
And it wasn't that I was intentionally Christmas shopping. I just saw these bits and thought, that's it. But actually in London last week, because I was there a couple of days, I've got some really good ideas now. I spent a lot of time walking around Liberty and Selfridges and just, writing a list and checking it twice.
And you're just waiting to see who's been naughty or nice?
Why am I laughing at my own joke so hard? It's been a long Monday. But I haven't started yet. Actually, my money, my Christmas money, doesn't get released until the 24th of November. So I have to wait until then, because I put a tenner aside a week, and I have done, and mum releases it to me, my sister-in-law and herself, so that then I can officially start the shop.
And then you all go in, guns, all guns blazing, like, right,
yeah,
storming into the shops.
I won't be storming that Saturday, isn't that the that Black Friday and Cyber Monday, that is a very busy weekend.
Very busy weekend.
Well, they close Oxford Street down, and they won't let cars up here. I mean, it's chaos.
Oh my God. Have you bought anything else this week?
Oh, have I? I've written a list.
Oh my God.
So, let me find the right list. That's my to-do list. This is my podcast list. So in Bluewater, as I mentioned, me, Jack and June went Thursday afternoon and we had a great time. We went to Ask Italian. The one thing with a child is I do like a chain Italian because they're very accommodating to small people. And but me and Jack, we needed a few bits for June. But if anybody ever sees me and Jack clothes shopping for June, they'd probably think like we were the dream family, because that it really brings out the best in us. So Jack will be one side of the shop being like, I think this will really work with her floral onesie and her knitted cardigan. I'm like, oh, that's really cute. What about this hat? And it's quite sickening. But that truly is like me and Jack at our best when we're clothes shopping for June. I don't know why. We just both love it.
You thrive in that environment.
We really do. I mean, we did not thrive last night when driving home from Kent to Lincoln and we missed the turn off of the M25. That was us at our worst. So, we got her loads of lovely things from Gap and Zara, loads of cord things, and she got a little pair of dungarees. Her autumn winter wardrobe is complete. And then I did a bit of... Actually, I've done two purchases, but one's going back. So I did a naughty purchase from Rixo, and they have this star dress, and it's contrast with polka dots on the top.
I know the one. Yeah, I love
it. You know the one. So it sold out. So obviously that made me want it more. And then they had a waiting list and they said it was coming back in. So they emailed me when it came back in and I bought it. And I've got it, and it's a beautiful dress, but it's just not wowing me for the price.
Really? Oh, I think, is that the one that I really wanted? Because there's one that I really loved.
It's a V-neck. The top half is polka dot long sleeves, and then it goes into black kind of bias cut midi with gold stars on it.
Let me just investigate, because I feel like there's one that I really loved, and then I let it slip to the back of my mind, which I knew would be a sensible decision. Polka dot on top with the stars underneath.
Yeah, and I was actually thinking when I tried it on, it's more you than it is me, because I think on you it'll be a bit of a longer length, but it's not the cheapest of dresses. You know, it's silk, it's beautifully made, and I wasn't like, oh yeah, I feel really special, I feel really fancy. And I did go into store to see if I could try it on, because I don't like to order things online and then send them back, but that's going back, and I feel really pleased with myself, because... Yeah, it was a big treat for having a good year, for celebrating my first year freelance, but she's going back. So then, once I knew she was going back, I hopped on.
You had some more money in the bank.
Yeah. I mean, I could save it or I could spend it. But then I logged on to Big Bud Press, which is a clothing company which is based in LA. And recently they did a Kickstarter for jumpsuits in all colours of the rainbow. And they go in at the waist, they've got a crop leg, a little bit of a flare. And they're unisex, and they come in the most incredible colours. And I've been lusting after them for ages. And again, they were sold out like a red rag to a bull. And I was like, I need one. And then they came back in stock, and I spent 3 days deliberating over what colour to get before being a bit drunk at a dinner party and then getting the whole table's opinion. And we all settled on flamingo pink. So that has been ordered.
Ordering the full collection.
No, I'm close. Well, there are four colours I want. I ordered the flamingo pink. I'd love the lilac, the vintage white tea colour, and they do a Mustang red. So I'm very excited about that. And it's one of those things, because it's coming from America, I estimated the shipping, the taxes and the import, and I know I'm going to have to pay a little bit when it comes, but I'm more than happy to, because that is going to get its wear.
Oof, I'm excited for this.
Yeah, I can't wait for it to arrive. What else have I... Another thing I've been perusing, in Margate, there's a shop called Little Shop on North Down. And you know when you see things on Instagram, but you really often want to see them in real life. So there's this jeweler called Rio Jewels, and they have a really beautiful horse ring shoe in gold. And I've looked at it on Instagram over and over again. And I went to try it on. It was everything I thought it would be and more.
Ugh.
But then,
ooh,
as I was perusing the shelves, I saw potentially, you know, wedding and wedding slash replacement engagement ring.
Oh, I did see this, and I messaged you, and I was like, is it what I think it is?
I wasn't expecting, because when me and Jack got engaged was 4 years ago, and it will be five. So it was kind of a temporary engagement ring, but I've, you know, I love it. I love the sentimental side of it, but I don't know. It's not something I would necessarily have chosen. I don't know. So I said to Jack, I was like, what do you think of this? And he was like, yeah. Basically looked at the price and was like, that's not outrageous. So I like it. As I like to do now, as I've kind of taught myself, I'm going to have a little think about them both and see if I keep thinking about them. And if I do, we'll maybe do something about it.
That is very, very exciting. They're the kind of purchases that I like get excited about, even like they're not me making them.
I'm very excited. And then the other thing that's really cheered me up this week is I finally got my nails done with some nail art, and it's been quite a few months. I went for a glitter leopard print, and I'm over the moon with them.
It looks like, do you take in pictures or do you just go ad hoc when you get there?
No, well, I generally have like a nail board inspo for nail art that I reference. But this time I was in a bit of a rush. So I popped on the girl that does my nails. She's called Laura. And I went on her page because obviously it's easier for her to recreate something she's already done. And just the leopard print really popped out at me because I love leopard print. And I used to wear it head to toe all the time. And I literally mean head to toe. And I think I've exhausted it. So whilst it's really big this season, I haven't been wearing a lot. But I like it on my nails.
I think it looks gorge.
You know, when you type in an email and you're really pleased with your nails, you're like,
I'm doing it at the moment. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit longer than normal. And I'm like, ooh, I feel like I'm very expressionate with my hands this week. I'm like, even more so. I know I already am quite expressionate with hands, but I'm having a field day.
Yeah, nails make me very, very happy. But
I've got one more thing I want to mention quickly. And it's a book that I bought, I think, in the summer. And I'd started it on holiday and I've just finished it this week. Maybe this should have gone more into telly talk, but because it's a book, I thought I'd keep it under shopping. And it's a book by an author called Holly Bourne, and it's called How Do You Like Me Now? And it is so brilliant. I inhaled it after obviously starting it in summer and then putting it down. But once I got going, like in the last couple of weeks, I've just flown through it.
What is it about?
So it's about this like woman who's hitting her 30s and she has a best-selling book. She's kind of like, you know, like a Liz Gilbert type who's got one of these self-help books, and she kind of, everyone looks up to her online and thinks she's got it all together. And it's kind of going on behind the scenes that although her career is really successful, she feels like her success is measured by having a family and a house, and all people around her are doing those things, and she really can't, like, feels like she can't keep up and can't be honest about it. But it's such a great observation on kind of modern life now. And you kind of look at it and there's so many little like anecdotal bits that you think, oh, I can relate to that. Or like, especially when you're online and kind of trying to keep it all together, that it's so accurate. And it was really, really enjoyable. Like, it was a very, very simple plot, but one that almost made it quite familiar, which I think sometimes more enjoyable.
Oh, I'm going to have to borrow that because did I talk about the fact I'm back into reading? That it's happened.
I know you started on the train a few weeks ago. You got into a couple of books then, but I've had no update since.
Yeah, well, the update is I finished two books in 2 weeks. And for a kind of context, I used to read all the time. But since I had June, I've really, really struggled to read books. I don't know what it is. And I speak to a lot of new mums and they find... Well, they find themselves in a similar situation. So on holiday, I finished Eleanor Oliphant Is Completely Fine, which is by Gail Honeyman. If you've seen the cover, it's like burnt matches in the shape of a house.
I've got it at home.
Yeah. I mean, the whole of the internet has read it, but I've had it and tried it, just not got into it. I absolutely devoured it on holiday. And then I started a second book on holiday, which is called The Keeper of Lost Things by Ruth Hogan. And I finished it when I got back, and it was just, I just loved them both because, as we all know, I can't watch or read anything too dark. And they were just really nice books. They just kind of left you left finishing them feeling really nice. The Keeper of Lost Things I particularly really enjoyed. It was about this man that collected things that he'd found across the over the years, and I thought he was writing stories about all the different articles that he'd found. So if he found a little umbrella, for example, he'd written a story, but it was actually the truth of what happened to all those items and how they became lost. And he leaves it to his cleaner to reunite some of these things with their owners. And it's during the book, two stories run parallel, and you're just thinking, how, like, these are two very nice stories, but, you know, why do they relate? And then, you know, at the end, it all ties up. There's a lost item, and then she found it. I hope I've not just ruined the book. I haven't.
I regret everything.
Moving on. Book recommendations. I definitely want to. A few people have suggested we should do a Fringe of It book club, but I think we'd have to read one a month. I don't think we could do anything more than that.
I think we could do one a month, actually. But I mean, I'd love to do that because I think it would get me into committing to a book.
Maybe we should commit right here, right now.
We start, but I don't have a book. Actually, no, I've got a book that I was about to start.
Well, I think, should we start in January? Should we start now?
Oh, well, I thought you meant now.
Right now. Hang up the phone and go and read your book.
Right this second. Well, I mean, I could, I've got a book that I could suggest, which is meant to be brilliant, and I've not yet started it, and I was going to this evening.
Oh, what is it? What is it? This could be awkward if I don't want to read it. I've got a well-known book retailer up right now, so I can type it in.
It's called The Lido, and someone...
Yes, I want to read that after you told me about it.
Yeah, by Libby Page.
It sounded really good, and I really want to read it. Is your copy hardback or softback?
It's hardback.
Yeah, so paperback's not available till next year.
Should we do one that you can access in softback?
Yeah, just because it's a bit cheaper. But we'll pencil it in for next year. I tell you what, we'll have a little meeting.
Maybe we'll do a Facebook post and we can kind of collate things in there.
Yeah, because people have been saying that they would like a book club, and to be honest, I just wasn't ready to commit. But I'm back in now. I'm back in the reading groove. I'm here.
Shall we move on to Teletalk?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You go first, because I feel like I'm, as always, going to hog the conversation if I go first.
I mean, you think you're going to hog the conversation, but I've got four different things down.
Oh, okay. I watch one thing only.
Okay, well, what did you watch first? You start.
Okay, Escape to the Chateau is back.
I watched it for the first time.
Did you? What did you think?
I really, really enjoyed it. I wasn't sure what to make of it, but... I just got quite into it, especially towards the end when I was like, oh, how's the wedding going to go? Like, I just wanted to see everything unfold.
How incredible are they?
So inspiring. Like, just even like Joe was watching and he was like, oh, you deal with stressful situations like she does. And I was like, wow, thank you.
What a compliment.
I was really flattered, actually, I must say.
Yeah, I often watch Escape to the Chateau and say to Jack, I'm like, look at these two under a stressful situation. They're doing well.
I know. She dealt very well, but I loved it.
Are you going to go back and watch previous series? Even if you don't, go and watch the Christmas special, because it's the most magical thing you'll ever see.
Is it really?
Oh, sensational.
Okay, then. I'll devour that. Did you enjoy it? Are you glad it's back?
Well, I was furious is the right word. So I have been telling everybody all week it's back. And then I put a public service announcement on. I was like, Escape to the Chateau's back tonight. I actually got the time wrong, but I couldn't watch it because we were in the car driving home you know, taking wrong turnings off the M25 or not, as we were supposed to. And so I didn't get home till 11 o'clock. So I'm halfway through that episode, the best time ever. And I've already seen the finished result of the glamping. And for anybody who wonders what the hell we're talking about, Escape to the Chateau is about a couple called Dick and Angel and their two children. And they moved to France 4 years ago and they bought a castle, essentially. It's got four turrets. It's got a moat. It's amazing. And the whole program is on Channel 4 and it's about them restoring, I want to say, to its former glory, but they're both, I hate to use this phrase, a quirky couple. I often get described as quirky and it's really annoying, but they definitely have their own taste and a real clear vision for what they want it to be. So they're creating an events business basically, and it's just incredible just how talented they both are. And also it kind of makes me wonder how I just can't deal with everyday life when those two are just, you know, putting a lift in a three-story castle and it's not a problem.
I know, they make everything look so easy. To the point where I was like, how have they even got, like, maybe I need to go right back to the beginning, but I was like, they live in a castle. How have they made it look so easy?
Well, that castle, I might be getting this wrong, but I think was only 200 grand. It might have been 300, but there's in France, there's a lot of chateaus and old buildings that nobody lives in. And you can get them really, really cheap. But obviously there's a lot of work. So you probably have to put your own heating systems back in and electrics and all that kind of thing. But yeah, we could move to a chateau in France if you fancy.
I mean, yeah, why not?
They make it. What I love about that programme is just like, I think bottom line is their can-do attitude.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I really enjoyed it. I was really like, it was just a nice feel-good programme, which I'm very partial to, as you may know.
I am thrilled that you watched it because I knew you would love it. And I probably shouldn't say this because I'm kind of jinxing it, but there was potential chat. I was talking to somebody about maybe having Angela as a guest on the podcast next year.
I would love that.
I actually said, I might die if I meet Angel. I might die.
Oh my God.
I probably shouldn't have said that and I've jinxed it, but I just kind of think that I've put it out there to the universe and I'd really like that.
Okay, I'll put it out there also.
What have you not been watching by the sounds of things?
Well, so this week, I mean, I've been watching it every week, but I absolutely got so into The Apprentice.
Oh, I thought you were going to do Strictly and I was going to sing the theme tune.
Ba-ba-da-ba. Do, do, do. No, what's the Apprentice theme tune? Do that.
I can't do it.
Charlotte has never seen The Apprentice.
I have. It's a classical piece of music. I mean, I've just not got the range.
What I thought was the problem was there. But I was watching it this week and I love it. I think it's hilarious. But to the point where I think they've just gone too hard on the entertainment value and I can't take anyone seriously. It's like watching a group of sick formers who have never done business before who are like, yeah, I get it. And I find it really hard to watch, but I love watching it as well.
Just kind of one of those things where you want to switch off and you're like, no, I'm invested and I have no idea why.
Exactly that. Like this week they had to create their own airline marketing campaign for a new airline, like a budget airline. And I mean, that task excited me because I was like, I think I could do that. But me and Joe were saying, like, you know, there's a lot of people, like one of the teams created like a business airline for people that wanted to travel, but it was really holy. But you think, like, you know, a lot of people at our age, they want to go to Europe for the weekend. They're traveling a lot, doing a lot of like mini breaks. And it's like perhaps doing something like, you know, how EasyJet don't have, I've taken this quite seriously. Can you tell?
Can't wait to interject with what I would do, so please carry on.
Yeah, so like, you know how EasyJet don't have, they have another class, maybe kind of making it a slightly more luxury budget airline for people that want to experience something a bit fancier but don't want to spend a fortune, and that something that did the short haul journeys as well.
I like that.
See, I just thought, oh, you could do a great advert. And one of the teams, oh my God, I cannot explain what they're... So one of them was called PopJet and it was just like a party airline. But
oh, no.
But the air hostess outfit was a halter neck dress.
No, is that for men and women? What is this, the 1960s?
I know, and I'm just like, it is mind-blowing. What would you do? I mean, I'm keen to know what you'd do now.
Well, basically, actually, mine is stuck in the 1960s. And do you remember Almost Famous? Zooey yes. Deschanel worked for the airline, and she had the pink and the orange, like, 60s pop art kind of outfit. Basically, oh. That's all I would do. But I haven't really got any further than what I would wear.
You've just got the outfits.
Whereas yours, actually, yeah, I'm into it. I would
maybe confuse our ideas. Maybe we'd be on a good team in The Apprentice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what I'm getting a bit sick of, and maybe a few people are, but actually with companies like Ryanair, EasyJet, I don't mind, but just tell me how much it is to put my bag on and just be relaxed, because you just get so stressed. You literally like keep measuring your bag and you're like, are they going to let me put this on or I'm going to be stung with a fee? We flew with Thomas Cook and you're only allowed 6 kilograms of hand luggage.
Wait, that's nothing.
Yeah, and also June isn't allowed hand luggage, so her hand luggage has to be my hand luggage. And I was like, this child, like, have you ever travelled with an under two? They've got a lot of paraphernalia, and it generally was quite stressful. And everything was fine in the end because we'd done so much preparation. But, you know, I'd rather just tell me the price of the ticket, and I don't want all the extras, just include everything for me.
Oh, like, I know. That's why sometimes it's nice to fly with, like, if, you know, with, like, BA or something, because you think, well, it's all included. Like, I'm not guessing what I'm going to be paying. I like see a price and I'm like, fine, I can mentally prepare for that. Whereas
getting to the checkout and then adding this and adding that and adding this, and you're like, oh, this isn't the bargain I thought it was.
I know. It's like, would you like a seat belt? Yes. Yes. Would you like a seat? Yes, obviously. And a lot of airlines, when you go to check in, they purposely separate you from the person you're with. So you've got to pay to sit next to them.
I'm definitely going to fly on Purvis planes.
Purvis planes. Yeah, that was the name I was going for.
I'm into it. What else have you been watching?
Well, I've watched two things. They're both very, very different. But last night I watched the new Peter Jackson documentary about World War One called They Shall Not Grow Old.
Oh, I really want to watch this.
Oh, my goodness. It was unbelievable. Like, Job was like, I was about to go to bed because I was like, I'm going to have an early night. And Joe was like, oh, I'm going to put that Peter Jackson documentary on because BBC have bought the rights. And then I sat down with him for a minute and I got very into it. And it was just absolutely mind-blowing. Like, I just said to Joe, I think it's one of those documentaries you're going to look back on and think how important it was in kind of familiarising things that do seem so historic to us, if that makes any sense.
Oh, absolutely. So is just to, because I've kind of seen a few things about it, but not, so it's recoloured footage.
Yes, so it's all footage, so original footage. From World War One and original like interviews and like people talking about the experiences. But the difference, like, it's honestly like it will send goosebumps up you. Like, the second it goes from black and white to colour, because they show the change, it's like there is that real air of familiarity, because I think we are so spoiled now with seeing things in colour and HD and how things actually are, that I think when you watch these historic documentaries or films, especially at school, you kind of think, oh, that was so long ago, and you can't almost relate to it. And I mean, watching it, you know how horrific it was and you know the kind of extent of it. But when you see it all, you think, like, it's like the end of the world. It's absolutely unbelievable. So, yeah, I was watching that with Joe and I think how I described it, I was like, it's just such important watching. It's such an important thing to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we, you know, as obviously I know, lest we forget, but we never, ever should forget all those absolute atrocities that were World War One and World War Two, you know, and hopefully nobody will ever have to live through that kind of thing again. Or actually, you know, there are still wars going on in the world, which is just absolutely mind-blowing that people are living like that, because it's just so inhumane, I think, is...
Oh, completely.
Something like that.
That's the thing. I was watching it and I was just like, it's so hard to kind of fathom and wrap your head around. And then seeing it almost in this updated footage, you just kind of like... I don't know. I almost can't articulate it enough to do it justice. But I do think if, you know, you want to watch something that's really, really, like provoking and really... like insightful. I really, really recommend it.
How long was it?
I think it's just over an hour and a half.
I'm gonna get that on this week, absolutely.
Yeah, really, really incredibly, incredibly well done. And I mean, the other things I've been watching are slightly less important. I mean, they are important, but just in a very, very different way. I had a real, oh my God, can you hear the, I hope you can't hear the rain because it has just started hammering it down outside.
Oh, you're making me want to sing. I can't stand the rain.
I was going to say it's raining.
Oh God, you sing.
It literally sounds like, I mean, I said to myself I was going to go to the gym this evening, but it literally sounds like someone has turned the shower on to like intense.
It does take a lot to waver us from exercise.
It really doesn't. I mean, I said this week I'm going to go more than once to the gym. I'm going to try and get into a routine of twice.
I think if you get to go once, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, last week I went once. So this week, as long as I get to go once, maybe I'll do once for a couple of weeks, then I'll do twice in a couple of weeks' time.
You ease yourself in there.
I know. It just sounds very rainy, Charlotte, but that's all I'm going to say.
If you don't need to tell me.
You're like, I'm not the person you justify it to.
My bra's been off since 1:30, I mean.
Yeah, like how's the couch part of 5K going?
The couch part is, I'm excelling.
I've nailed it.
Yeah, I nearly went for a run today and I'm going to go tomorrow.
We'll go tomorrow. Okay, we'll both do something tomorrow.
Unless I'm going to watch, what? Tell me what else you watch, because maybe I'll just watch TV instead.
Okay, well, it's two films. So last Sunday, I had a real like cozy evening. Oh, I think there's thunder and lightning, definitely not going out. And I watched my best friend's wedding and then four weddings, and I was in my happy place. And my best friend's wedding is one of my favourite films. And Joe was just like, what are we doing? What are we watching? And I was like, I beg your pardon. Like the moment when they all burst into song in the restaurant. Incredible.
I saw Julia Roberts recently. Bloody hell, she's aged
what,
well.
In
I mean,
your life?
No, yeah, she was in Lincoln, and I did not tell you. I mean, I don't want to say she's aged well, but what, you know, you expect to see people. I've not seen her in 10 years. I don't know, out in public. And it's just, she's still, I think she just sparkles from within, that smile. It's just, I just love that woman.
Oh, she is just unbelievable. Like, she just, like, oh, I don't know. She's just got such a warmth about her.
Yeah, absolutely. If Julia Roberts would like to come on the podcast, feel free.
I mean, we could talk about absolutely. We could do a whole hour of promo for Julia Roberts and I would not mind.
Absolutely. As long as she lets me play with her hair, because I just kind of feel like, I don't know, I just want to plait it or something. I'm getting a bit weird now.
Can you imagine if she came on, you just sat there touching her hair? I wouldn't be able to record that with you.
Can we talk about Four Weddings and a Funeral? Because it's on Netflix. Is that why you decided to watch it?
Yeah, so I just wanted to watch like a really, like a film I love. Just
anything Richard Curtis, get it on.
I know, and I was like, oh, Joe, I haven't watched that in a while. And then Joe's never seen it. So I was like, Joe, you have to watch this. And I think he was very much like, I don't have to watch anything.
Have I told you about Four Weddings and a Funeral, the soundtrack?
No, but I can imagine how amazing it is.
So basically, when I was younger, I used to rent CDs from the library, and that's where I discovered the Beatles. I used to go every week and just rent CDs, and I had the Four Weddings and a Funeral soundtrack. But the problem was, is they put snippets from the film in between the songs. So the intro to Gloria Gaynor has this little snippet, and it just absolutely, like, I can't stop. So Hugh Grant speaks to one of his friends, I can't remember which one it is, and he's like, how's your gorgeous girlfriend? And she's like, she's no longer my girlfriend. And Hugh Grant's like, ah, dear. I wouldn't get too gloomy about it. Rumour had it, she never stopped bonking old Tammy Delilah, in case you didn't work out. And then his friend goes, she's now my wife. And then it goes, first I was afraid, I was petrified. So if anybody else has listened to the Four Weddings and a Funeral soundtrack as much as I have, feel free. It's quite a niche group, but
you used to literally like say the bits in between when you were younger as well, so you memorized all of that.
Yeah,
that's so funny. How old were you?
Probably like 11. But that one is just, it's just hilarious because Hugh Grant is so posh and he's like
but that's what Hugh Grant does anyway. He goes, yeah. He sounds like a motorbike firing up.
Well, I was just going to say, don't you think? Because a few people have got a few issues with some of those films, but quite frankly, I don't. But I don't think she was that charming. I just don't know what the fuss was about.
I know, it was a lot of fuss, and I was like, much ado about nothing.
So it's okay. And the other bit that really gets me is when John Hannah reads his speech at the funeral, and he's like, he was my east, my west, my north, my south. I've got the directions all mixed up. But I mean, every single time.
I love it. It was the first time I'd actually seen Four Weddings, so oh. I can't believe it. I know, which is really weird because it is the most me film.
I just love how many times they say the F word. Only a British film, because obviously when the opening scenes are when they've not set their alarm or their alarm's going late and they're just like F, 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 and in really posh British accents, and I just love it.
It's the perfect bit of escapism for me.
Yeah, well, I'm going to watch it this week again, and I've already watched it in the past 4 weeks. And the other thing I'm going to watch this week is Chicago, because I've been listening to the soundtrack again, and I'm literally like all that jazz handing around the house. So
I've not actually seen that.
What?
Do you think I'd like it?
Yes, do not watch it, and wait till I'm there, and we'll watch it together. And then
okay, you hold
can
out.
Be Renée Zellweger, and I can be Catherine Zeta-Jones, or vice versa. I don't really care. Actually, no, okay. I'd want to be Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Okay, I'll be Renee. One more thing. It doesn't actually fall under telly, but it's a podcast I've listened to this week. And I think I want to mention it because I put it in my newsletter. Our friend Sarah Brand recommended it to me. She was like, you'll love this. And it's an interview with Keira Knightley on a podcast called Awards Chatter.
Ooh.
And oh, it's amazing. I love Keira Knightley already, but I listened to it and I was like, oofed. It was good. It was a real kind of like, I don't know, just listening to her, like to her talk and everything she's been through. And like, I don't know, it's a real like, it gave me a bit of fire in my belly.
Well, she doesn't really open up a lot, Keira, as in, I mean, I don't know, maybe she does to friends, but I mean, I feel like she doesn't give lots of interviews, and I think I'd love to listen to her talk.
Yeah, I mean, she talked a lot about her private life. And I think when she started out, like, I didn't realise how young she was when she did like Bend It Like Beckham and Love Actually. And I think all of that fame and the attention was so much that it just seemed like, I think she just wanted to step away from it. But she talks about how like when you're in the spotlight, people are always desperate to see you fall and see you fail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of keeping on top of that and having a really good support network and a kind of a good dose of like, F you as well, and just know I'm give like use that as a driver to make you want to do better.
I'm definitely gonna listen to that. What's the name of that podcast again?
Awards Chatter.
Right, okay. Going on. You just said the words Love Actually. I mean, I don't want to turn this into a Richard Curtis fan fest, but it's nearly time.
It is nearly time. Joe got in yesterday and he was like, oh, Liv, the Sainsbury's not far has put their Christmas tree up. He was like, should I put some Christmas songs on? I was like, no, stop right there. I was like, we wait till the first.
Yeah, agree.
I was just like, no, we can't. If we start now, we'll exhaust it. And I was like, no, we wait till the first and then we go in.
Well, I was going to say to you, I've heard rumours that Margate Dreamland, they're going to play Love Actually, and the local Margate Choir is going to sing an intro. Very excited.
Oh my God, when is that? Can we both go?
Yeah, we'll tell you what, maybe we'll get a Christmas diary out and we can put various choir singing events in.
I would love nothing more.
I can't wait. On that note, I'm going to go because I think my parents are downstairs and June's back from nursery, but I've had a lovely time chatting.
I know, I have too. I hope this has been a good episode. I feel like it was literally just two people having a natter, but better that than nothing.
Podcast.
That is true. It is just two people having a chat.
If you would like to subscribe, review and rate us, maybe not on this episode, do go back and listen to our better episodes.
Listen to last week's again.
Yeah, I really liked that one. It helps other people find us. And also you can join our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/ The Fringe of It. And on there, let's start the book club chat.
Yeah, the Bob Club chat.
One more piece of admin. We have an event, a festive Christmas event on the 13th of December in East London. Pop it in your diaries. We will be announcing all details about it this week.
Yes, we're very, very excited.
We'll speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Have a great week. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.